Petersfield's Shine Radio.
In Petersfield's local news, organisers of March for Men with Kev are looking to make it even bigger this September. A real local community event, and the weather stayed fine for the residents in Liss. Have you nominated your local hero? And let's find out what is needed this week at Petersfield Food Bank. I'll have details on all those Petersfield stories and how you can help the food bank after the national and world news.
Serving the Petersphere with a brighter mix of great music and local information. This is Petersfield's Shine Radio.
North Yorkshire Police say four men have been arrested on suspicion of aggravated trespass at the Prime Minister's constituency home in Kirby Sigston. The men were detained on Tuesday lunchtime before being escorted off the property and arrested on suspicion of aggravated trespass. New analysis by Rightmove suggests that somebody trying to get on the property ladder now compared to 5 years ago will pay around £400 per month more for their mortgage. Professor of Money and Banking at Loughborough University, David Llewellyn, has been telling us of the pressures facing homeowners.
Potential mortgage borrowers are facing a particularly difficult position. Although they're coming down slightly and slowly, interest rates are at a much higher level than they were several years ago. And of course, well, that will impact both on the new borrower, but also on existing borrowers.
NHS leaders say the service is expecting major disruption as a result of the heatwave and the junior doctor strike. Yellow heat health alerts are in place for many parts of the country and will end at 5 p.m. on Thursday. It will be the 11th walkout by junior doctors from the British Medical Association across England as the bitter dispute over pay rumbles on. Nearly half of long-term antidepressant users can stop using the medication with GP support and access to internet or telephone helplines alone. That's according to a new study. Scientists found more than 40% of people involved in the research who were well and not at risk of relapse managed to come off the drugs with advice from their doctors. Stonehenge has been put forward as an addition to the World Heritage in Danger list by UNESCO. The UN organisation's World Heritage Committee has published a draft decision to add the ancient monument in Wiltshire to the list, which aims to support conservation action and international assistance on threatened sites. And England have drawn 0-0 with Slovenia in their European Championship Group C game in Cologne. Gareth Southgate's side topped the group with 5 points after the other game between Denmark and Serbia also finished goalless. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Jules Eastbridge.
Petersfield's local news.
I'm Julie Butler at Petersfield Shine Radio. Organisers of March for Men with Kev are looking to make it even bigger this September. Following on from the success of Turning Petersfield Blue last year, registrations are now open. The event is about raising funds and awareness of prostate cancer in memory of Kevin Burkett, who sadly passed away last year. The message from Claire and Liam Burkett is, save our men.
It's really important to continue raising awareness, trying to recreate Kevin's advocacy of promoting awareness around the town and getting the word out there for prostate cancer and the charities.
It's one in two men will be affected with this in their sort of lifetime, and it'd be potentially that someone you will know, you know, part of your family or best friends. So, yeah, massively important.
I mean, unfortunately, there is no regular screening for CHAPS and prostate cancer. So it is a message that we need to get out there. They need to share, they need to get tested and save our men.
A real local community event, and the weather stayed fine for the residents in Liss. It was a great turnout in Liss last weekend. Many local community groups were there to show what their groups and organisations do within the village. All funds are going toward the Newman's Collar Tennis Club and the Head Torch Challenge to help raise funds for their floodlights. Andy Gray, one of the main organisers, tells us more.
Well, I've been thinking about it for a while and yeah, just sort of thought the idea. I mean, certainly the tennis club always needs members, and I thought actually we need to, obviously always needed more members, and thought other clubs probably need to do the same as well, and you know, we needed to do some fundraising, and thought actually just a village fete focusing on all of the clubs where we all benefit would hopefully be something that we could all sort of buy into and everybody enjoy. Yeah. Our floodlights are in a little bit need of TLC. This was sort of organised to help promote that. It was meant to be something for every age, ability and interest. It's not just about sports and personal fitness. It's hopefully everything.
Have you nominated your local hero? The Petersfield Awards are back for another year, and now is your chance to nominate an individual or business who you think deserves recognition for being awesome. There are 20 categories, from the Best Restaurant to Teacher of the Year, and there are two new categories for 2024, Best Barber Shop and Sustainable Health and Wellness. The nomination stage is open until the end of July, and then the independent panel of judges will decide on the shortlist for all categories. To find out more, go to petersfieldfest.com. And let's find out what is needed this week at Petersfield Food Bank. Here's Jo Gray to let you know what is needed.
Let's start with some of the basics, such as rice and sugar. Always needed, so pop along if you're able to help. Now, do you have any biscuits, both sweet and savoury? Also, any sweet extras like Kit Kats, Penguin bars or Club bars? It would be wonderful if you have. While on the sweet subject, there is also a call for jam or marmalade. Some of the regulars are still needed: tinned meat, soups and pasta sauces. And let's not forget ketchup and mayonnaise. It always helps to add to any meal. If you can donate, then please pop along to the Petersfield Methodist Church on Station Road this morning or Monday morning. The volunteers will be delighted to see you. If you can't do that, you can also take donations to any of the other Petersfield churches or the drop boxes you'll find in all Petersfield supermarkets.
Petersfield's weather with Hector's, where gentlemen and now ladies can step out in style, whatever the weather.
This is Leo with Wednesday weather around the Petersphere. Sunrise is at 4:51 today and we are set for a hot and sunny day. Temperatures could be as high as 28 degrees by early afternoon and only dropping to 15 degrees overnight. UV levels are high and pollen levels very high. Winds are mostly from the south and west. The strongest gust of 13-16 miles per hour in the late afternoon and evening. Sunset is at 21:22 tonight. Highs at tides at Portsmouth at just before 3 a.m. Wednesday morning, and again at 3:47 in the afternoon. Tomorrow's outlook sunny with temperatures up to 22 degrees.
Travel news, driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre.
It's Vicky with today's travel update. The causeway's got multiple lights in place today, so delays are possible there. Greenway Lane in Berriton, the work continues there today. South East Water are carrying out work on Hawkley Road near Liss, so two-way lights are in place there. And Openreach are carrying out work on the London Road at Rake, so lights are in operation there today as well. Work continues on the A3 tonight. That's from 9 o'clock. That's northbound from the McDonald Slip Road and again at Liss. Both lane and slip road closures are in force, so do bear that in mind. That's it though. If I'm not saying what you're seeing, you can always phone or WhatsApp me on Petersfield 555 500, or email team at shineradio.uk.
Travel news from across the Petersphere is driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre on the Winchester Road in Strood. Songs that shine forever. The brightest tunes of today. Great music and local information. Only from Petersfield's Shine Radio.